welcome back to the North End Zone.
Do you remember us? Yeah, we don't either.
Yes, my name's Tyler, in case y'all forgot.
I'm Lori.
And we're your host for the show today.
This is round number two of week, what, like eight?
Yes, we're...
So, I'm a little bit of a sloth, a slacker, whatever. But if you think about it...
Lori is actually visiting some family in the Amazon, the rest of the sloth family. And, I was meeting with some snails somewhere. Somewhere important.
It got a little crazy. What can we say?
Last few weeks were a little stressful, but considering...
But not in the football world. Yeah. Since we were playing...
Since we've gotten past Northeastern Middle and Duke High School, Cincinnati Community College, and UNT Junior College, I think...
Yeah. I'm ready for the season to start, is what I think.
I don't know if I'm ready for it, but I'm excited about it.
You just don't know it.
I'm anxious, that's all.
But yes.
Welcome back.
So, big game tomorrow. I would say the first big kickoff of this actual real season against Georgia Tech.
Yes, traffic is here in Blacksburg for
it,
the time
being.
Indeed
it is.
There's nowhere to park. People are excited. Actually, that's the thing. When the weather changes like this, it gets so electric.
It feels more football-y. I know. The bourbon is flowing. The leaves are falling. It's an amazing time here.
It is. I love it when the weather snaps for football games, you know?
Yeah.
It gets a little cooler.
And we got a 3:30 kickoff. Thank you, Weaver. I'm actually going to... Probably the only time in my life that I might be appreciative.
It wasn't Weaver, it was APC, but that's okay. We'll thank him anyway, so we can at least pretend we like him.
And
this might be the first game that I don't end up with some sort of horrible farmer's tan.
This is true also, yes, because the sun will be almost down for the second half of the game.
But, so far this season, I mean, we've been doing all right. I think there are some problems, and I think there are some positive things going for our team. What do you think?
I would agree with that. Let's talk about positives, so we'll go with Glennon. I think Glennon is, for the majority, a positive.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I know a lot of you out there in our audience, all 14 of you, may disagree with this, but he's been doing a good job, y'all. He's gotten almost 300 yards total offense in two games. I think like 200 yards in the other.
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous. His all-purpose yards are very good. And he's been doing a good job. Virginia Tech's scoring offense right now is 23rd in the nation. That's not too shabby for a Virginia Tech offense.
Yes, this is true.
We're known for our defense, not our offense.
Big D.
So.
The only thing that does bother me a little bit, worries me about Glennon, and I'm sure he'll be able to improve on this as the season continues, but once in a while, I get worried that he doesn't think before he throws the ball when he realizes that he's not going to be able to complete the play. Throw it out, please.
We don't want intentional grounding either. You got to make sure you throw it all the way out.
Yeah, throw it all the way out, like
and
into the stands.
Glennon, if you're listening, we like you. We want
We're
you
down.
To stay there. For all you people out there who are shouting, if anyone is booed, I heard some boos last week.
The only time I want
to
hear boo is when Greg Boone does something well.
Precisely, now that Cedric is gone. I miss Cedric Humes. But, just don't boo anyone. Get your frustrations out after the game. But during the game, that's not going to help the situation. Yeah.
People around you. And then Jerk Alert comes on.
I know, Jerk Alert. Let's talk about Jerk Alert.
Yeah, time out for Jerk Alert. I'm pretty sure that this is, like, every student and maybe even the older people, alums, new favorite aspect of the season is the Jerk Alert cartoons. I don't know who thought of them, but A+ to you, dude, or lady.
Does it look like something to you that's off of Adult Swim?
Or maybe like
man.
A Mike Judge cartoon or something? Yes. Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
I love it. I love it. It's so bad that it's funny, basically.
Yeah, and we had a real live Jerk Alert in our stadium seating last week.
There was a smug guy. No offense if you're out there in the audience, but
Mr. Smugness.
He chucked two half-eaten turkey legs and hit some girl.
No throwing of the mascot.
Throwing objects onto the field. That was even the new one last time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he hit someone, and sure enough, the cops go and get him and parade him down the entire North End Zone with thousands of students yelling, "Jerk Alert, you're the jerk!"
It was pretty sweet. And yeah. You are the jerk, turkey leg thrower.
I know. And we forgive you, just don't do it again, okay? We respect, Hokies respect.
Alright.
They made him apologize and threw him out. And
yes.
So that was our Jerk Alert moment, but we love Jerk Alert here at the North End Zone.
Holla.
It's awesome.
Alright, so back to the real part of football.
Yeah, what was the Jerk Alert? Oh, don't yell at Glennon, y'all. Just don't. And don't yell put in Ike either. I like Ike, just like the presidential slogan says. I really like him, but Glennon needed all the experience he could get before a big game like Georgia Tech, and he needs room to make mistakes in those little games so we can learn from
and
them.
And having the fans, like, knowing that the fans are behind you is going to help you a lot versus having people boo you. That's not going to mean...
Yeah.
If you were walking down the street, like, this is like those, you know, Starbucks commercials, and people were booing at you instead of screaming, Hank, 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 you would mess up that interview. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
me
Hank.
And my Starbucks references.
Yeah, that wasn't advertising, by the way.
No. Anyway, all right, back to the real part of the games now.
Well, I just have one more thing.
Okay.
One more thing. Well, I guess this is a real part of the game. All right, when Sean Glennon is getting sacked by the opposing team, one, it's usually not his fault that someone breaks through the offensive line.
Yeah,
and granted, blitzes
will do
that. His job is
to get the ball
that.
And not to watch out for,
yeah.
like, I mean.
Our O-line can't stop every blitz. It's impossible for any O-line to do that. People get sacked. You should ask any O-line that's ever played our defense how they feel. And, it's... Just don't yell at him. It's a good play to fall on the ball. If you have three defenders on you, it's a smart play to fall on the ball and take the sack. Sure, you lose a couple yards, but you don't lose the ball in a fumble or an interception.
Exactly.
Other than that, he just needs to learn how to throw it out, and I think he's okay.
Yeah.
Have some confidence, Sean. Good job with the yardage.
I think that's going to be good stuff.
Brandon Orr, you think he'll be big this game, or do you think Georgia Tech's defense will stop him?
I don't know. He's pretty big every game. I'm hoping he'll still just... I'm hoping Tyler's giving me a... I don't know.
When Georgia Tech's defense is clicking, they are scary. But when they're not... I mean, like, they beat Miami last year. And they almost beat Notre Dame. Things like that. It's scary when their offense is clicking. But the key to this is when they're not clicking...
Is to wear your obnoxious bright orange shirt and scream and throw... You know, not throw keys. Wave keys. Don't throw keys, please. Jerk alert. Wave keys and just totally shake them so that they can't click.
Yeah, make them nervous. Get into their heads and yell during the stupid block that kick thing. Just yell.
Yell.
And don't start the wave until we're like way ahead, please. I like the wave. I like the cross wave, that thing.
Yeah, check that out.
That's pretty cool. But just don't start the wave until we're ahead by three touchdowns.
Okay. Speaking of being ahead by three touchdowns, let's do some score prediction here.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, what? All right. Before I make my official score prediction, let me preface by saying that there's going to be two outcomes to this game in my mind. It's either going to be really close, which I hope not, because that's nerve-wracking for everyone, and I've actually grown my nails out to the point where I can see them, so I'd like to keep them. That's a girly thing.
Prices and purchases may vary.
Yeah, and...
valid in the state of California. Some rules and exceptions apply.
Get it.
Sorry, you're putting a disclaimer on your statement for the game. Just tell us the score, Lori.
I'm sorry, and the other point being that it's going to be a blowout, so I'm going to go with 21-7 as my score, which is a blowout considering who we're playing. It's our first real big game.
I'm going to be the bad cop and say that it's going to be 24-21 and Virginia Tech will win.
I'm going to bet a dollar bob against that because Tyler's wrong. Yes, I just referenced Price is Right.
I am nervous about this game to no end.
I am too.
Anyone who knows me knows I've been shaky all week because of it.
Yeah, so we're a little nervous, but we're going to be positive here.
Yeah, I said we're going to win it. That's the thing. And I think the key to this game is going to be special teams and defense, like it always is for us.
Let's do a blocked kick prediction this week. Let's add that. Let's throw that in.
Uh-oh, now that Morgan's gone, what's going to happen? Did we talk about Morgan yet?
We're not going to talk about it. We're just going to say, everyone on the team, stay out of trouble.
We hope you're back soon.
You're killing me, Smalls. All right.
Come back soon. We love you. We miss you.
Please, yes. No more bar trouble. Continuing on. I'm just going to say we're going to get one, though. But
one?
Just one.
I'm going to go for...
Although one is the loneliest number.
I'm going to go for a blocked extra point.
Tricky.
Because we've had a couple of those happen to us, and I've seen a lot this season in other games.
Yeah.
For some reason, there's a lot more. And we haven't had one yet. And
yeah,
I mean, like,
we want to be in on the fun.
You know we want one.
We want it.
I know you see it. Sorry, I had to make the rap reference. But,
Alright.
Guess who's back?
Slim Shady? No, I'm just kidding. Tyler brewed that. Okay. David Clowney, baby! David Clowney's back.
Welcome back, David. DC, woo! Whatever name you prefer to go by today.
I'm glad you recovered quickly. We missed you.
We hope you are recovered completely.
Also, word on the street is Roland Miner might be coming back shortly. Recovering from the accident he unfortunately had this summer.
Clowney is crucial. You know he can make the big catches, and that's going to be crucial in this game, especially for Glennon's confidence. True. And when Glennon is making some of these passes he's missing, a lot of times it's, I mean, it's not a great pass, but the receiver has trouble catching it. Clowney's one of those guys who can, like, get around it in the air. Calvin Johnson up. Style. Speaking of which, what do you think we're going to do against Reggie Ball and Calvin Johnson? They've got a big Johnson, but they've only got one Ball.
Tyler really wanted to make that reference.
I've been waiting. I hope one person laughed. It was funnier when we did a run-through.
Yeah, I laughed the first time. I guess if you know what's coming, it's funny.
So, yeah. Laugh away.
But yeah, we're going to need some peoples on them.
I'm sure we'll have double coverage on Johnson, but he can get away. He's crazy. Ball is the man we need to shake up. We need to shake up their Ball.
All right, no more Ball references. And
we do. If he's shaken, he can't play. And that's that about Georgia Tech. I mean, once they're not clicking, they fall apart. And that's how we've won our games against them. Especially if we make an early special teams play like the block kick last year. By the way, how much does it stink to be Georgia Tech, lose 51-7, and then have to come back and play at the same place the next year, here at Lane Stadium, at Orange Effect, again?
Aw, I'm playing my violin. Boo-hoo.
I mean, I think it's great, but this is... Sorry, you guys. You've...
Buzz off. Get it? Bee reference. Okay.
Bee movie.
Okay.
But I think we'll be all right. I think we're going to win it. Like I said, it might just be a field goal. Brandon Pace, we're rooting for you, buddy.
Yeah, seriously.
We're rooting for you. This could be his chance at redemption. How about I call that? Brandon Pace is going to make the field goal that wins the game.
Yeah.
It's going to be tied at 21 pretty late into the game. He's going to make the field goal that wins it.
Pace.
Brandon, this one's on you, okay?
All right.
That's total redemption. Total. For everything that's ever gone wrong. And I've liked you through it anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna go
in. All you Pace haters need to shut up.
Alright, so that pretty much wraps everything up. I think we've covered everything. The rest of the season's still to be seen, but I'm excited, I'm pumped, and I'm pretty sure that it's gonna end well, and I'm excited for the real part of the season to kick off, so go Hokies, good luck.
You know what I've been excited about, Lori?
What?
I've been excited to use our song of the week.
Yes, Tyler and...
I'm overexcited, okay?
Been generally waiting to use this song for a while, and what happened in the last game, Tyler?
I believe we had two interceptions by a young Victor Harris.
Who?
Victor Harris.
Who's that?
His name's Victor.
Oh, you know who that is?
Who?
Macho, macho man.
Okay. See you guys later.
I can't sing, but that's our song.
Go Hokies!
Woo-hoo!